For decades, foreign investors and corporations couldn't purchase more than 640 acres of land in the state. The provision was originally put in place over concern Canada was trying to buy up land in Minnesota and other states. Now, Governor Walker says he wants those restrictions lifted because it conflicts with international trade treaties. Kara Slaughter is the government relations director with the Wisconsin Farmers Union. She says the proposed change could make already expensive farmland even more costly.
We opened the floodgates to a tremendous influx of investment capital into the farmland sector that could make ownership of farmland simply unattainable for average farmers.
Others, however, doubt there will be a land rush. UW-Madison agriculture economist Bruce Jones says outside buyers may not think Wisconsin farmland is a good long-term investment.
While this may be a short-run good investment, in the long run, they may feel that they're better off getting into more liquid investments, such as stocks and bonds and things like that.
Whether or not the restrictions will be lifted is still unclear. Lawmakers must still approve the change. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.